Well, right now, teams from 24 countries are taking part in the Street Child World Cup here in Qatar. This is the first time that a team from Palestine has taken part. Their captain tells us, in her own words, how sport is helping to give her a voice.
My name is Aya Habayeb. I'm 18 years old, born in Tulkarem, West Bank. Since my early childhood, I've loved sport. I've been part of Sports for Life as a player for 6 years. Our team started in 2017, and I joined the following year. We have two regular weekly training sessions at this school field. The team that is taking part in Qatar is made up of 10 girls. Given the region's cultures and traditions, a girl footballer is looked at differently, particularly in our society. That's why girls from refugee camps were selected, because they are marginalized, and this gives us a voice. Taking part in the Sport for Life Foundation was a U-turn in our lives. The girls came from a totally closed environment. Now they are given the opportunity to show their capabilities and also to unleash their talents. To me, sport is the key to the whole world. Through sports, I can have a voice, and I have an outlet for my negative energies as well. My message to the world is that we are the children of Palestine, deprived of our full rights. For example, the right to play. We do not have enough playing fields. Even the one we train on is asphalt ground, and it is very dangerous. However, we never give up. When we travel to play against teams in other towns, we have to go through roadblocks and search measures. We face many, many harsh difficulties. The Israeli occupation forces are turning our lives into a nightmare. This is the first time for me to travel abroad and to be on a plane, so I have mixed feelings of excitement, thrill, and fear. But it is also the first time for Palestinian children to take part in this event. So I'm excited to be the first to represent Palestine. It is an unprecedented opportunity. I will invite the other teams to come and visit. We will make friends, we will establish contacts and relationships, and one day in the future, we will meet again.